Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time again, folks, broadcasting live with his tin cans and a brand new string from atop Old Smokey. It's Ben, the King of Wiener Slingers, with a fancy co-host, with important guests, and the best answers a third-grade education can buy. All for you. Sponsored by Mobile Food Vendors Association, BensCarts.com, Whiskey by the Jug, and Donuts. You are so in for a treat today. But if I told you now, I'd have to kill you. So stay tuned. Ben's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Stand by. He's downing his last glass of liquid courage. And he'll be live in 30 seconds.
Want to save even more money? Build your own professional hot dog cart. Save over $1,000. Buildacart.com. Buildacart.com.
Well, howdy, 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 folks. It's been a week, and it's flown by this week. I've been busy, busy, and I am glad that everybody's joining us tonight on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. We've got a cool show planned and some news and some interesting stuff that I'm going to share with you tonight. And hopefully tonight we can even hear from the one of the directors with the Mobile Food Vendor Association and kind of get an update. I see him in the chat room, so I think he's around, and we'll hopefully have an update on anything new there, if there is anything new. If let's see here, let me get over to this. The chat room is open if you're listening live. I know we got a lot of people on phone lines listening. If you are listening and would like to join in on the chat, you can go to the site at blogtalkradio.com/Ben's Carts and click on the current episode and go down near the bottom of the page and you'll see the chat window. Open it up and you'll be good to go. There's no cost to it. If you have any questions before the show gets going good, if you will email any questions you have, you can email them to ben@learnhotdogs.com, and I'll try to get to them. But if you have questions for the Mobile Food Vendor Association, if you'll email director@mymfva.org, those go directly to Sean and Amanda Tibbetts, and they'll be happy to get back with you. And if it's something they need to share on here, they're always welcome. Trying to think what else we got here. Oh, I wanted to talk to Jason real quick. I think Jason's on the line with us tonight. Hey, Jason, how are you?
I can't complain. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I know you're on the road, you wanted to share something tonight.
We talked about me being at the ski resort last week, but pass on to people, you know, check out your ski resort for summertime and fall activities. I mean, this place has a lot more than I knew about. Starting in May, they do canopy tours and zip lines. End of March or so, beginning of April, their mountain biking park opens up. And then in the fall, they do haunted woods and haunted hay rides and that stuff. So pretty much year-round, I can be at this location. So, you know, I don't know if anybody else has ski resorts near them. Even if you couldn't get in for winter, you might be able to get in for fall.
You know, our town has a ski resort. Well, it's actually the town in our same county, Gatlinburg, and they have a ski resort. And then in the summer, or, you know, 9 months out of the year, there's no snow really up there. And so they will have zip lines and even dry sledding. And they do a they've got an ice skating rink up there all the time and do all kinds of cool stuff. And there's vendors up there. So definitely check it out. I think that's a good idea.
Cool. And then the other thing, all of us are sweating. I mean, you know, last year we talked about the cool downs, and I know a bunch of people took advantage of that, but I found another product called Who Rags. That's H-O-O-R-A-G-S. If you do .com after it, that's...
H-O-O-R-A-G-S, like Who from Dr. Seuss.
Yep, WhoRags.com. And the easiest way to describe this is like it's a circular bandana very similar to the buffs they wear on Survivor. Okay? And
all
it can
right.
be worn in about five different ways, from a beanie to a face mask to a bandana, neck warmer, you know, all these different ways. In fact, on the website, on the home page, a guy goes through how to form all of them. But, you know, me when I work in the trailer, I've never worn bandanas because, one, they just never seem to fit my head. They're always too tight or too short to tie. And these things are awesome. It's a wicking material, so it takes sweat away from you. But they have a bunch of cool designs, and we're pretty close, probably this week, to have a deal for MFDA membership.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Something to think about, take a look at. But, you know, and they also do custom printing and things like that. So, you know. That's about all I had right now.
Well, good. I appreciate you sharing that with us. So, Hoorag,
no problem, man.
Hoorag.com. Travel safe. I'm going to leave you on the line and stay as long as you want and jump in whenever you want.
Good deal.
In a world where no one cares, one man on a mission to help hot dog vendors worldwide. Boldly facing health inspectors everywhere.
Ben?
Providing tips and videos to help the less fortunate. It's HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. With Ben and Rob. Brought to you by Mobile Food Vendors Association and BensCarts.com.
Well, let me tell you tonight, if you are listening in, we want to get some questions to answer live on the radio. You're welcome to call in to 424-258-9364. Press option 1 to talk to a host. Or while you're listening, if you don't press option 1, we don't know you're there. I mean, I see a bunch of people on there now. There's 122 people right now online. But we've got about 13 people in the chat room. Feel free to go in the chat room, talk everybody up, and let's see. We have – basically, I want to invite you tonight to call in, ask questions or a comment or share an experience you've had. If next week we're going to do a cool show I've got planned, but this week I wanted to cover some specific things, but also wanted to get some questions. And to encourage people to do this, you can go to our Twitter, which is at Ben's Carts, if you have a Twitter account. If not, you can obviously call into the 424-258-9364, press option 1. But the fifth person tonight, because I know we've got 7,000 vendors over on the Facebook page. If you have a vendor-related question, the fifth person tonight to post a question on Facebook.com/Ben's Carts, will win a hinged pan, you know, it's a hinged lid, stainless steel, extra, what's the thickest you can get, the best pans you can get, from BensCarts.com store. That's store.BensCarts.com, and it'll be your choice of size of pan. And we've got quite a few. I think we've got the largest inventory of those pans. And somebody asked me when we were going to put it back on the daily, whatever that deal of the day thing is. I didn't do any more this week, but I've got stuff scheduled, so just bear with me. Let's see. So the fifth person to post a question at facebook.com/Ben's Carts, and I'll do them in the order that they show timed in. So, and you can post multiples, but the fifth one is going to win, the fifth question. And we're going to try to do all those questions as well. I do have a question, though, from a gentleman that emailed me right before the show. But before I do that, I wanted to tell you, over on our Facebook page, we have, you know, I post some silly stuff up all the time, but I've got a thing I'd love for you to participate in tonight, if possible. We listed a bunch of different brands of hot dogs, and we asked you what was your favorite. And people have been voting. So far, I think about 60, 70 people have voted. If you, maybe about 40, no, about 60. So anyway, if you have a favorite, even if you don't see it on the list, you can add it automatically. We'd kind of like to see what's going on. I'm going to have to try this Happy Jack Southern Style in Greenwood, Indiana, because somebody added that to the list, and it has the second highest votes right now. So it must be a really, really good dog. Also, I want to give a shout out to Jonah. Hope I pronounced that correctly. She has gotten her a sponsor and got her Kiva Zip Loan going. And you can click her link if you want to help Jonah with her loan. You get your money back, and it helps a vendor. And that money can keep helping other vendors if you want, or you can take it back and, you know, go to McDonald's or something. For the meantime, you loan $25, and right now someone is still backing that loan. So your $25 turns into $50, your $100 turns into $200. Whatever you give, they double it. And so it's a matched loan program. You'll see that on the Facebook page. Her name is Jonah. She's a beautiful lady. And feel free to click that link and do a partial loan. And it helps everybody out. We've got several vendors that have already done that. And we have our very own super famous dogger that's on the radio show every week. He's going to be doing a loan. And I'll be announcing that soon, too. That's working out very well. But I wanted to give a shout out to some of our vendors who have really been active. I'd like to give a shout out to Richard Smith Jr., Rob Godsey, and I would like to, these are people that post over on the Facebook page, March Milner. If I pronounced your name incorrectly, I apologize. And Corey Blake. Corey Blake posts all the time. I love it. Now, I do want to remind you, I would love it if you'd post up a picture of your setup or you cooking or maybe a happy customer in front of your stand. It does not have to be one of my carts. It can be anybody's cart. And I don't even care if you plug them in the thing. You can say, hey, this is a Dreammaker cart. It's a blah, blah, blah. I'm loving it. I'm feeding people. And we share that on our Pinterest page as well. So I'd invite you to do that. And I'm going to go ahead and do this question that we got in. Real quick, let's see here.
Want to be hot snot on a silver platter instead of that cold booger on a paper plate? Then go to benscarts.com and check out the free training videos. Link to the blog and connect to the radio show. And it's all free only at benscarts.com. This here's a champion. You're listening to Hot Dog Vendor Radio with Ben and Rob.
Frank emailed right before the show, and he says, Ben, thank you for – let me skip all that. Let me get down to the question. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, he says, I was wondering, when you approach a new location, do you ask for the manager? That's a really good question. It depends on the type of location you're going to, but yes, I would ask if I was going into, let's say, the Dollar General or the Advanced Auto Parts, I would ask for the store manager. If they tell you that they're not there right now, ask them when's a good time to catch them there and come back. The store manager is a good place to start. Usually they can make those decisions. If not, they'll tell you. And then you can, work it on up the totem pole. It also asks how do you figure out who owns the lot the business is on? There's two ways to do this. The easy way is to go up to the business. Let's say it's a strip mall and you don't know who to ask to be out in front of it because there's multiple businesses. It's another great question. What you would do is go to any of the businesses and see if anyone knows. Somebody is likely to know who they pay their lease money to or who the property owner is or property management company, something like that. Some of the businesses, like we've got a strip mall here in our town that has several businesses in it, but each business has a section of the parking lot that is theirs, and they lease it all the way to the road. Even though it's one huge parking lot, they have all the spaces in front of their store and all the way to the road. And so they may give you permission without you having to go through a property management company. That's one way to do it. The second way is a little trickier. If you need to find the actual owner and you've not had any luck asking, you can get online. Most cities have their tax records online, and it's property assessor or property tax. You can go online, and it should give you – that's public information, and it'll show you who the owner is. And you may have to email them or do a search to find their phone number. Most people – a lot of people are getting away from phones, you know, not phones – well, dedicated, you know, home lines. And so their cell phone isn't going to be listed typically on a Google search. But once you get a name, somebody may help you at the courthouse and go, do you have a contact number for this person? Or a lot of times it's though a management company. And that can be a little trickier going to a management company. I've heard vendors that have tried the management company route, and usually you get to run around, and they're not very, unless it's a mom and pop type deal, these big like Century 21 management companies, they're not going to say, yeah, you can set up. They'll try to figure out a way to charge you possibly. But they more than likely you'll get the runaround with those. Let's see. That was all his questions. Yeah, he asked just by walking in and asking people, and I said, yeah, we've already answered that. So we're good to go there. I thank you for the question, Frank, and I hope that helps others as well. Let's see. I need to tell you, if you don't follow us on Twitter, we post things on Twitter that aren't on Facebook and vice versa, and some cool stuff, stories and maybe a special we found online through somebody else. There's all kinds of stuff, so pay attention to that stuff. If you have a smartphone, it's real easy. You can just go to Twitter. Twitter is a free account, and it's like the new age of text messaging. It's easier, and it goes to everybody. You can send separate messages, though, as well. Let's see. I want to I'm trying to pull up a different page so that I can see where we are. And soon, very soon, I've got some new videos that are done. I'm editing them now. And then I've got this special package, which will be given away to all my vendor friends, but this is where I need your help if you haven't done it already, is I need some recipes. I have put together a special report kind of deal. We have for over a year, I don't know if you remember me talking about this a while back, but we talked about the recipes, and I know you can. There's billions of recipes. What the object is and the goal is to narrow it down to a few. Even if you don't use an exact recipe, you may use a variation of it, and all of it will help if you are in a place like Jason's Bacon Jam stuff. And so we've got some recipes that have been submitted. If you would like yours submitted, you can submit it with a picture of the item and the recipe, or just the, you know, the recipe can be as simple as here's what I put on a hot dog, and that's something you've named maybe. And I'll put it in this, and then it's going to be available to all the vendors, and they'll be able to grab that and download it and see some cool videos along with it. But that's going to be out very soon. Let me see if we have any questions yet over here. I don't see anything yet unless I need to refresh. Somebody just asked why they can't get the podcast. I have no idea. Is there problems with the podcast tonight on Blog Talk? Anyway, there's the chat room's full. It looks like people are getting in. We do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to pick up this call. Caller with the last 4 of 2249. This is Ben with Hot Dog Vendor Radio. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Ben. It's Sean Tibbetts with Mobile Food Vendors Association.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Good, good. I heard earlier in the podcast there that you wanted me to call in and give an update, so I thought I should do so.
We would be honored.
All right. The biggest news in the online world for MFVA is we have our Twitter feed working again. So it was under an old email address that we didn't have access to and a password we didn't know and a name that didn't make any sense. But we are now on Twitter again, and our Twitter handle is @MyMFVA, just like the website.
@MyMFVA.
That's it. And we're working right now to try to find all the Twitter handles. We had several folks post their Twitters in the forums and that kind of stuff. So we're following as many members as we know what their Twitter handle is, and we'd request the same back. You know, if you want to follow us, please feel free to do that. We'll be using Twitter for kind of more frequent, up-to-date kind of things. We've got our monthly newsletter that went out this last week, and we've got the news articles that we post out on the website. We try to do at least a couple a week or so. But Twitter is really in the mobile food business, where we keep all the information flowing. So feel free to follow us out there. If you want us to retweet where you're located so that other folks can see you, we'll be happy to do that as well. So if you're going to be out somewhere, just put it on Twitter, and we'll get it retweeted for you to God and everybody. So Twitter is up and running.
Yep, good. That's good news. Coming down the pipe?
Yes, the big exciting one coming down the pipe is Office Max. We have been talking back and forth this week with Office Max on getting set up with a member discount program for them. They're pulling together the contract for us and sending it over. What they're going to be doing is setting us up with some retail discount cards that we can mail out to our members that want them, and we'll use the Office Max discount. It'll give you the ability to get a 20% discount in the retail store. In addition, we'll have our own online log-on. You'll use a discount code, basically, when you get ready to go check out. That gives us a 20% discount off their entire catalog, which includes printing. So when it comes time to get business cards and menus and banners and all that stuff printed up, you can go to Office Max and get a 20% discount from them. So we're hoping to get that finalized this week, and as soon as it is, we'll get it posted on the website and into our member discounts.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that was an exciting one. And then I know Jason talked a little earlier about the WhoRag folks. We are working through the process with them to get set up another member discount. And we've got one more. I always forget the name of it. Jason sent them over to us, but it's a drink mix company that they do lemonades and Hawaiian ice and that kind of stuff. And they're going to set us up with a wholesale account and discounts on all of their syrups and mixes, so we can do yet another member discount headed down the pipe.
Oh, wonderful. That's good news.
It is. It is. The big thing that's on my mind this week, though, that I want to ask about out in the world and see what kind of responses we can get back. Since the beginning of the new year, we have not had anyone join the MFVA. And I'll be honest, that scares the bejesus out of me. So I'm wondering what we're doing wrong and what the struggle is here. We've offered the member discounts. We're increasing our member discounts, making them easier to use. We got the new website up. We're doing the political fight in Ovilla, Texas, and Plantation, Florida, and we'll start up in North Carolina here if they pass that rule about limiting everybody to just hot dogs. So we're going down and still trying to offer all the same services we did last year, but this year we're just not getting any new members. So I would like to ask the general public out there and all the hot dog vendor radio listeners what your struggle is with the MFVA this year and see what we can do to get it resolved. We've picked up a lot of new free members, so we've got probably a dozen or so folks that have signed up as free members, and I send out personalized emails to them and all that jazz to try to get them to join on the paid side of the house, but haven't been successful there yet. So we're just wondering what's going on, and if there's something we can do better, then by all means, please let us know. And again, we've got that member referral program set up now that for everybody that you send, you get a $10 credit in your account, either for your own renewal or for merchandise that we put into the store. So if we would, you know, we want to keep growing. We want to keep stretching out into other states and other cities and help as many folks as we can. And we've gotten phone calls over the last week from, like I said, Plantation, Florida is a new one. We got another one from one of the cities out in California. It was in Northern California. So we're still doing the political fight and still helping people everywhere we can, but we want to keep growing and figure out what the big holdup this year to continue growing. So we would like to ask and have everybody either just email me at director@mymfva.org what your concerns are, or fill out the contact us, or post it in the forums, or just about anywhere. We're keeping a very close eye on all the communications that are coming in, and like to find out what it is that we can do better for you.
Well, you know, I know just because I've been around this for a while, and I know just personally at Ben's Carts, even though we sell some small items, you know, dog sleds and chip clips and stuff like that, our business drops dramatically after the new year. And then towards the end of January, we start picking up. Day before yesterday, I was talking to another manufacturer. He's a competitor of mine, and we were just sharing notes and talking about upcoming stuff. And he told me that he's been plumb dead, just absolutely dead. And so that it's just the nature of the beast for this time of year. So I think that what will happen is, you know, more and more people will come online. We have, I don't know what all's coming down the pike. I know the stuff that you mentioned, but I know that you've got some great plans with the MFVA that you shared with us before. And so I know that all those things will be encouraging. Plus the help. I did get a message tonight. Somebody texted me before the show. And this was from Al and Lisa Miller in Texas, and they said, please tell Sean and Amanda, thank you, that they really appreciate all the help y'all have been in their fight and struggle out there.
Well, we appreciate that. Al is in a unique situation. He just won the card at the new year, and he's really set up and ready to go. And, you know, I posted in the chat room a little bit about it there. His is just the stupidest fight ever, that it's over a fire truck in Ovilla, Texas, that Al sets up in front of a post office that's owned by a city council member, and that city council member voted against this $500,000 fire truck. And when he did that, the rest of the city council started fighting him, and they threatened to give Al tickets, and they threatened to not give him a permit. And they've gone as far as tonight, they're actually holding a closed city council session that no one has the right to come and give public comment in, where it looks like they're going to eliminate vending in his entire county. So if that happens, we'll definitely start our public relations campaign or our letter writing campaign, and we'll ask all the MFVA members to step up and help us out with emails and letters, and we'll put all the templates for that out on the website. But we're waiting tonight to see what the end result of this closed session is, but it may very well end up being the first lawsuit of the new year from the MFVA. So we'll see. But Al is in a real fight right now, and he really needs all the help and encouragement he can get.
Yeah, he's going to be down over here in February, and I'm going to get to meet him finally in person, and I'm excited about that. But they're great people. I will I'll look forward to that. I know there will always be fights. I know that the legalities behind it, but sometimes we have to be the squeaky wheel in order to get the oil. And with a member base that is big, it gives you a louder voice. So I would encourage everyone as well, if you're not a member yet, join. Even if you don't think it's going to help you right away, it's going to help you with insurance immediately. Just the insurance, or just buying pans, or just buying extra accessories off my site will save you enough the first order to pay for your membership for a year. So, but you may think, well, I don't need them right now. Everything's going good. Well, it can happen to you like it's happening to Al and Lisa now.
Right.
And then you're stuck, and that's when you want the MFVA to run over. And it'd be a good feeling to already be a member and be able to, you know, send the MFVA an email and say, hey, I need some help here. We have an issue.
Right.
And then you get all that support. So I appreciate all the people that are already members and helping. It's for a good reason, a huge reason.
Right. Well, and the other one I wanted to share, you were talking about stories, and I got my own new story this weekend. We got our cash cow out, and we went over to support an event that was going to be donating money for homeless veterans over on the northern side of Lexington here. And we got all set up, had our tent out, had everything warm, had our first batch of hot dogs ready to go, and a property owner comes whipping up in her car and tells the event organizer that we're not allowed to sell food at their event, and shut us down. As soon as we were set up, we got shut down. And so we didn't let us put that us in a hole. So we actually ended up going all the way down the busiest road here in town and found one of the largest car lots in town and convinced the general manager to let us set up there that afternoon. And we didn't necessarily make it completely out of the hole, but we didn't go completely broke that day either. So wanted to let everybody know, you know, there are always setbacks, and I am right there in the trenches with everybody else. I run my own hot dog cart, my own food cart too. And, you know, it happens to me too, where we get shut down at random reasons for no real reason behind it at all. But it's all about the tenacity and the perseverance to go find another property owner that will let you set up and recover what you can during that day. So we had our own adventure this weekend with our own hot dog cart, and I wanted to share that. So.
Well, good. I appreciate it. Sean, did you have anything else before we go?
No, we're good to go. I'll continue to be in the chat room there, and I already saw a piece of advice from Brian about setting up a printable brochure out on the website about the MFVA, and I think that's a great idea, so we'll do that this week and try to get it out there so everybody can download that and have them to hand out to potential members. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Well, have a good evening.
All right, thanks, Ben. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Do you like freebies and discounts? Then check out mymfva.org. You can get instant access to secrets that will supercharge your business, gain instant eligibility to all MFVA-sponsored giveaways, and much, much more. For more details, visit mymfva.org.
Contact the Mobile Food Vendors Association. Contact the Mobile Food Vendors Association.
Have you ever wondered why the guy selling hot dogs always seems so happy?
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Can I interest either of you in a hot dog? Do you want to find out why? LearnHotDogs.com. Get free video training, earn points, and get free stuff. Read Ben's hot dog blog and more. The premier source for hot dog vending information. Go to LearnHotDogs.com.
This podcast is free thanks to sponsors like the Mobile Food Vendors Association and Ben's Carts. For more information, check out mymfva.org and benscarts.com. And now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the Hot Dog Vendor Radio. I thank you for joining us, and let's see... I'm looking on the Facebook page. Somebody could win a nice, $40, $50 pan with free shipping with the hinged lid. If you were in the market for one of those, post a question on Facebook.com/Ben's Carts, and the fifth person to post will win. Let's see. I have a two-year car. I really need a second car in or around Illinois, and Brian answered him. You can always check Ben's used section at benscarts.com. That's true. You can also get there at learnhotdogs.com and just click on the classified link at the top, and that will get you there as well. There are some carts posted. There's one guy that posted a cart and a food concession truck. Yeah, truck. And for cheap as a package deal this week. So if you haven't seen that, you may want to check it out and see what you've got. We have a fellow vendor that we helped out a bunch when they were getting started, and I don't know why they're getting out, but apparently something's changed and they're leaving the business. But they have a really, really nice custom cart that they are selling. That was added this past week. So if you have something that you – let's say you bought something you don't need that is for vending or whatever you have. That's vending related, food truck related. Post it up on the classified section. It's free, doesn't cost a dime, and it'll stay up there for 30 days or until sold. And then you can relist it or just renew it each time if there's something that stays on there. I keep having to refresh this just to make sure that we don't have any other questions. Let me check back over here. And if you have a question tonight, we would love to hear for it. Even if you have a comment, if you worked all last year and you would like to share something you learned, something valuable that you learned that you would like to share with others, good or bad, call 424-258-9364, press option 1, and I'll get you on the show. And we'll, that way your information helps multiple people. I know we have a gob of people, more than normal, on that have called in, just haven't pressed option 1, but they may be just listening. I thank you for listening to Hot Dog Vendor Radio. I have something else I'm going to go ahead and tell you about. I was going to wait till a little later, but I was turned on to this, and I've tried it, and it works. And I'm going to do this in a video form at some point, but I want to give you a heads up as you're preparing for your season, is hot dog marinade. Have you ever considered marinating a hot dog? I've marinated chicken breasts and steaks, and I've even marinated hamburgers, but I've never marinated a hot dog. I mean, I put them in my water bath that has, you know, seasonings and stuff in it, or a beer or a bouillon cube, but I've never considered marinating. And so we tried this, and it was fantastic. And basically, you can come up with your own stuff, but here's some ideas. People are putting in beer, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, garlic cloves. Basically, it's all up to the imagination. And they leave it kind of thick. You know, it's liquidy, but it's thick. And they put in their bags and put them in their fridge and let the dog soak overnight, or even two. It doesn't really matter. And even a couple hours. And those dogs will suck up some of those special flavors. I don't know if y'all remember when we had Hot Dog Mike on the radio, not this past week, but about a year ago. He shared his secret behind his dogs. They're called Hot Dog Mike dogs. He doesn't list a brand. So when somebody says, well, you know, what brand is this? Well, it's a Hot Dog Mike dog. It's a brand, mine. And so what he does is buys a generic dog with very mild flavor, or to none, and then he seasons them. I don't know that he does a marinade, but he seasons them through his hot dog bath. But you may want to try the marinade. Here's another marinade kind of idea if you want to try it on 12 dogs. It's 3/4 cup of any beer you want, okay? 3 tablespoons of ketchup, and I'll also put all this on the blog. 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce and 2 garlic cloves minced up, and then 12 hot dogs. And that's the smallest batch I could break that into in my head. And that will give you a small batch to try out, see what you think. It may be something you go, wow, that is awesome. I'm going to give you one more, and it is 2 cups ketchup, 1/3 cup brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of minced onion, and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. Works on 12 to 16 dogs because it's a little more liquidy, and you can soak them overnight or soak them for at least a couple hours and see what you get. You may be able to buy a really inexpensive all-beef dog and turn it into something amazing that people go, oh, my gosh, that's the best dog ever. Where do I get them? Well, you can only get them here at Hot Diggity Dogs or, you know, whatever your name is. So I wanted to share that with you tonight just because it's something new, it's something cool, and we haven't talked about it before. And so it should I'd love to hear your experience with it. Or if you're already doing it, call in and let me know. We do have a caller online, and we're going to take that call. The last 4 is 7576. This is Ben on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. You are live. How are you tonight?
Great. How you doing, Ben?
Doing good. Who is this?
This is Tiny, Mitchell's Hot Dogs, Bloomington, Illinois.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, how you been?
Doing wonderful.
Hey, we've been doing the marinade for about the last 6 months or so.
Really?
And the city is actually against us on it.
Why?
Because a lot of nights we use ours a Friday night and then a Saturday night also.
Right.
And once you cook it in the marinade, they're saying that it's a cooked hot dog and you cannot reheat them.
I got you. Now, I have that same deal here in my state. I can't, once I cook it, I'm not supposed to take it, put it in the fridge,
yeah.
You know, and then bring it back out the next day and, you know, re-thermalize it, they call it. I hadn't heard, you know, I just recently, in the last few weeks, heard about this marinating. I didn't know you could marinate, cold marinate, though. You're hot marinating, though, right?
Well, I'm actually just taking gallon baggies and taking my broths and just beer marinating them for, you know, and throwing them back throwing them in the freezer when I freeze all my stuff.
Right.
And they're saying once you put anything with them, you have to use them or throw them away.
Well, I think you'll find that in most states, even in my, you know, like I just said, it's in my state, too. And we were even taking some, like, in the beginning, I would make too much, and so I would take them home, put them in the fridge, bring them out the next day, and feed them to the kids. You know, we'd have them for dinner or lunch that day. And they weren't as good. At least the brand I was getting, it was Sam's, you know, club, Baker's and Chef's, and they weren't as good heated up again. And so I don't offer them back on my cart. I know there's some vendors that do.
I would get them from my wholesaler, and I would unpackage them from their packaging because I don't like my customers to see the packaging.
I'm with you. Yep, I did.
And so I would put them in gallon baggies, but as I put them in the gallon baggie, I'd throw in a bottle of beer with them.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the city where I'm from, they don't want you to do it that way. They haven't been cooked or anything. They've just been transferred. But after you open them from the original packaging, they say you have to use them or throw them away.
That's crazy. So
exactly.
even if you marinated the night before, brought them out in the Ziploc bags, because I have mine in Ziploc bags now. You know, I'll have 30 in each bag. If I'm going to a busy spot, I'll have 40 in each bag, so I know exactly how many I'm dumping in, and it kind of keeps me going. Well, if I do 30 in a bag, you're telling me you take 30, put it, you know, you've got five bags of 30, let's say, and they don't even want you to have them there already marinated?
Correct.
Like that?
If I break them up out of the original packaging, I have to use them or throw them away.
That day. How do they know?
I've had one of our city ladies actually come to my cart and see my packaging, watch me unpackage them, and throw them in my steamer.
But you're allowed to do that, right? You're allowed to take them out of the packaging, your packaging, and put them in the steamer, aren't you?
Yes, but you're not allowed to take them out of your packaging, put them in a Ziploc bag, and then use them for another day. That's what I mean. They don't want you to break them down. Even though I have a commissary, full kitchen, everything, they don't want you to break them down if you're going to bring them out to the cart.
I'd ask them, you know, I have one called Liar. It's learnhotdogs.com/liar. And it's basically if their lips are moving, they're lying article I did. And it doesn't apply in all situations, but many of the times when I've heard something ridiculous, it usually applies. And
sure.
So you may want to check and say, yeah, I understand. Can you forward me, or can I drop by and get a copy of that rule? And because if it's not a rule, they can't arbitrarily come up with stuff.
Well, in my area, I'm the very first hot dog vendor since like 1979. And I've been with the city council working all angles. And I'll tell you what, the less I argue, the more I get done.
Well, I understand that, and I tell you to approach it tenderly.
I definitely approach everything with our city with kid gloves because it's here where we're from. It's definitely a different kind of community.
Well, you'll have to let me know. I would ask nicely, not maybe at the cart. I'd call up and say, listen, I'm a member of the Mobile Food Vendor Association and shared this with them the other night. And would like they wanted to see if I could get them a copy of that rule, and it may just be enough that they go, oh yeah, we don't have that rule. Ultimately,
sure.
It may work. Let me know what you come up with there, and if somebody else has got an idea for him to get around this, let us know. I always just approach them, but I do it as you know, with diplomacy.
Well, I try everything. Try to be as requesting as possible with them, and they treat me very well. It's just when I first started out, it was definitely a difficult situation to get any answer done. Of course, but because they didn't want any food vendors where we are, and now since a friend of mine opened it up another one, we've both been fighting them and working the system, and it works pretty well. But I'm actually looking for a fully enclosed cart. Some one you can stand in.
Right.
Because here in our town, if you get a fully enclosed cart, you can serve
anything you want.
Anything and everything.
Yeah, it's a commercial kitchen on
wheels.
So,
yep.
Yeah, I'd check the classifieds. I know there's some on there. And then, you know, just keep looking around because they're on Craigslist and stuff like that. But you'll find some on our classified section at learnhotdogs.com.
Right on, Ben. Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, I thank you for calling in.
just wanted to throw that out there as far as the marinade. I mean, I love it. We try to marinate everything we can, but, you know, some people just need to watch out and make sure their city involves it, you know, lets it happen.
Yeah, let me know how that goes. I'd be interested in following that. But thank you again for calling in, and have a good evening.
You too, Ben. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see here. We have some questions on the Facebook page. Oh, Jason just posted up a picture of his cart at the ski slopes, or his concession trailer. And Brian Shores asked, cans or bottles or soda for soda on the cart? I've got two opinions on this, believe it or not, if that helps at all. Cans are cheaper, and they're easier to maneuver and stack and carry and everything all the way around. They're easier. You don't have as much trash to deal with. Cans crush down. Bottles don't. And there's all these little things that come with, you know, the difference. So in a ease of work environment, cans are better. But which are better on the cart for the customer? Which are more appealing to the customer? Bottles, every time. If y'all saw the video, it's over at learnhotdogs.com. I think it's in the bonus video section of the lady in, her name's Jackie in Arizona. She serves Stewart sodas only. They're all in glass bottles, and she has a sexy setup with those. And it may be something to consider doing bottles, but that's a great question. If somebody else has another idea or an opinion on that, I'd love to hear it, or everybody would love to hear it and see what you got. This is cute. Mitchell's Hot Dogs has a picture of his wife, maybe daughter, in a hot dog suit holding a sign that says hot dogs. That is cool. Let's see. David Shockley asked, and this is just a general question, but about building, you know, if you're building a cart, but he asked about our DIY Ben's cart. What other stainless steel can be used for a top so that the health department will most likely approve it? This is about anything. Most health codes and like the FDA Chapter 4 stuff and even NSF is that it has to be sealed in a way that it can't harbor bacteria, so that it's easily cleanable, doesn't have cracks and rivet holes and or nicks where or crevices or anything like that. I know a few vendors that have lacquered the top of their cart, and it's at a shiny, it's thick. One vendor put coins under the lacquer, and it's beautiful, and it's lacquered, and that's what's on top, and that will pass more than likely. You always have to check with them, but as long as it's cleanable surface and non-toxic cleanable surface, it will more than likely be approved. I hope that answers your question, David. I thank you for asking. John says, well, let me do this real quick. I need to check and see where we are on time. We got about 11 minutes left, so I'm going to run through these real quick. John says, hey, Ben, I'm a new vendor set up in Florida. If you have a way to offer chili, the health department here says it has to be prepackaged. How? And you heat the chili maybe sometimes. Let's see. Okay. John, that's a great question. There are vendors selling chili in Florida, and from my understanding, it's okay. I've got friends and family in Florida that run carts, and they have chili. The trick is it's all in that definition of prepackaged. It is prepackaged when you bring it to the cart. You know, it's already packaged, and you have to bring it up to temperature to serve. I know some vendors that, I think it was Rob that shared this with us. He told us he puts the chili in a squeeze bottle and puts it in the steamer, and it keeps it hot, and he can squeeze it out. He had to cut the tip larger, and he squeezes the chili onto their hot dog. Now, that may not fly in Florida, but chili on the cart should fly. In Tennessee, we can have chili, but it can't have any meat in it, go figure, of any kind. And so I use a brand called Chili Man's, which is vegetarian chili, but it has chunks of what you would think is meat, which is soy, some kind of soy, and it's chewy just like hamburger. It's beautiful. They've won two world records for the best chili. and off this vegetarian chili. It's Chili Man's, and you have to spell chili wrong to get to their website. It's chillimans.com. And if you're at the right website, the page will open and say, pull my finger. And that's what you click. Let's see. As a cart manufacturer, how often do you recommend to repack the bearings on the hot dog cart? That's a great question. It depends on the type of environment you're in. But all those bearings are pre-sealed. Now, you just squirting in some grease does not repack the bearings. Packing the bearings requires taking the hub off and pulling that out and actually repacking it. I have a cart that I've been running for 4 years. Yeah, 4 years. And up and down Tennessee roads, and I have squirted grease in it just to keep other debris from getting to the bearings, but I've never repacked the bearings. If I was going to be pulling it in salty road conditions, that kind of stuff, I would probably check it once a year just to be on the safe side. Sometimes on a long trip, I will pull over and I will check the hubs. If they're hot, that's a good sign that your bearings need more grease. Those little wheels turn a lot faster than your car wheels. But it would have to be super hot for me to be concerned about it. Let's see. I'm going to go to a quick break, and then I'll be back, and we'll answer another question or two and figure out who the winner is here. Bear with me.
Want to be hot snot on a silver platter instead of that cold booger on a paper plate? Then go to benscarts.com and check out the free training videos. Link to the blog and connect to the radio show. And it's all free only at benscarts.com. This here's a champ for all the fellas. Want to save even more money? Build your own professional hot dog cart. Save over $1,000 at buildacart.com.
Buildacart.com.
If you want to roll with the big dogs, you need a cart that you can rely on. There's no better way to know your equipment than to build it yourself.
Buildacart.com.
You want to rock your world? Build this cart.
Build it and they will come.
Buildacart.com. Want to be hot snot on a silver platter instead of that cold booger on a paper plate? Then go to benscarts.com and check out the free training videos. Link to the blog and connect to the radio show. And it's all free only at benscarts.com. This here's a champ for all the fellas. You're listening to Hot Dog Vendor Radio with Ben and Rob.
Well, thanks for giving me that short break. I wanted to congratulate Dog Tag Hot Dogs. He is the winner of any size pan he wants with the hinge lids over at benscarts.com. You can see those at store.benscarts.com or just go to benscarts.com and click on the accessory store at the top of the page, and you'll be in the mix of them. If you need anything like that, we'd appreciate your business. And Dog Tag, all you've got to do is, I guess that's Byron, yeah. I knew I remembered that. Byron, if you go over there and pick out the pan you want, send me an email with the pan and size and with your address where you want it shipped. I will get that out tomorrow morning to you. Thank you, everyone, for participating in that. That was kind of fun, and I appreciate the people that ask questions. It helps us all. Let's see. I'm going to go back to over here. Jason, you're still with us, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you make it back?
Yep, I'm here.
Good. Did you have anything you wanted to add to any of those questions that we got asked, or
No, not really. The other thing I was thinking is the energy drink Sean mentioned. It's actually a mix for Hawaiian Ice or lemonade if the guys are doing it.
Okay.
It's an energy boost, all natural vitamin one. So I hope to have that squared away soon too.
How's this for a moron of me? I announced that Byron had won Dog Tag Hot Dogs, and you can find that at Facebook at Dog Tag Hot Dogs. And he has asked, I like wheat buns more than white buns. Have you ever tried to use wheat buns on your cart? I know for a fact that some vendors do. There's a vendor in Oregon that I know that does it, one in Washington that knows that does it. And there's somebody, I think Fresh For You, Mark with Fresh For You does as well. And then one of our vendors sent in just a couple months ago a recipe for this special recipe thing I'm doing for y'all. Is he submitted that he does a vegetarian dog, a tofu dog, and he serves it on a whole wheat bun. And so I would say yes. Do you use whole wheat at all, Jason?
No. Nope. Not me, man. I have a regular and a poppy seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, our rolls are different. I mean, I think you've seen pictures of them. It's of a, like a hoagie roll than a hot dog roll. I mean, people just go nuts for the roll, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like the tenderness, the softness of white bread, even though it's probably not as healthy, but I think it depends on who you ask, because you can read different stuff online and different opinions on whole wheat and white. My mom got this book recently. She's a health food nut. She looks 40 and she's mid-60s, and she said, you know what, Ben, you were right all along. I've been eating whole wheat. I made y'all eat whole wheat growing up, and I've been eating it all my life. And then I read this book called Wheat Belly, and it's one of those new agey deals. And she goes, and we've cut out the wheat because it actually creates more, I don't know. It created something different the way your body processes it, and it puts on weight. So her and dad quit a couple months ago eating anything whole wheat. And they both have lost weight. Now, mom's tiny anyway, but she has lost weight. But dad, I can really see it on.
That's why I'm so fluffy.
That's
why. Whole wheat. So if I cut out the whole wheat, I won't be so fluffy anymore.
That's right. Cut it out.
I tell the wife that tomorrow.
She said it's called Wheat Belly. The name of the book. And actually, white wheat. You know, whole wheat. White bread, bleached white bread, is better for you, according to this. I don't know if there's any scientific proof to back it up or if they reference any. But
oh, man, I'm going to have to change the name. I've been saying it's Body by Guinness. I'm going to have to say Body by Wheat now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I haven't even been in the chat tonight to know if anybody's got anything going on over there that needs answered. I do want to congratulate Dog Tag again. I thank everybody for joining us. We have, it's been a good show. Next week's going to be a really cool show, and I'll be posting up. I'll need some help with it, so I'll be posting some stuff on the blog. Please help me out so we can have a really good show. We may even extend the show for 2 hours because it should be a big show, and it should be exciting, and we're going to do some giveaways, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Brian just shared a link to Amazon's Amco Swing Away crank opener. He's probably answering somebody else's question. I should carry those openers on my site. If I can find them and offer them at a better price than everybody else, I will. Or I'll just put them in a
number 10 can opener.
Email that to me, though, so that I can put it in the blog article, and I'll put it also on the resources page at learnhotdogs.com. If you all need stuff, there's some good resources like that other vendors have shared where to get stuff at good deals. So I appreciate everyone for joining us. Thanks. I wish everyone a fantastic week.
Hot Dog Vendor Radio is brought to you by the Mobile Food Vendors Association and BensCarts.com. Also by the letter H and the number 4. Tune in next week for more of the very best vendor information money can buy on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.